With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. High-level talks are taking place in Tel Aviv about the ongoing Israel-Hamas war.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Tel Aviv, Israel, on the final stop in his sixth urgent trip to the region since the start of the war. Blinken says he will share alternatives to Israel's planned ground assault into the southern Gaza town of Rafah when he meets with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his war cabinet. Later Friday, the UN Security Council will vote on a US-sponsored resolution declaring the imperative of an immediate and sustained ceasefire and supporting diplomatic efforts. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at srnnews.com, more mayhem at the southern border. The New York Post reports a group of over 100 migrants attempted to enter the U.S. illegally by rushing a border wall yesterday, breaking through razor wire and knocking over guards in the process. Insurance giant State Farm says it will discontinue coverage for 72,000 houses and apartments in California starting this summer.
The announcement this week comes 9 months after the company said it would not issue new home policies in the state. California's largest insurer is citing soaring costs, the increasing risk of catastrophes like wildfires, and outdated regulations as reasons it will not renew the policies on 30,000 houses and 42,000 apartments.
That's correspondent Lisa Dwyer. The race is on for Congress to pass the final spending package for the current budget year and push any threats of government shutdown to the fall. With spending set to expire for several key federal agencies at midnight tonight, the House and Senate are expected to take up a $1.2 trillion measure. It combines six annual spending bills into one package. More than 70% of the money will go to defense. This is SRN News. Christians are concerned about the Supreme Court. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
While the justices have delivered important victories on abortion and religious freedom, they seem to be embracing the concept of transgenderism. In its latest series of orders, the High Court has declined to take up the case of Indiana parents who have seen their child removed from their custody because they would not permit him to live as a girl. In 2020, the Supreme Court ruled that a Minnesota business had to allow a male employee to dress as a woman on the job. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
England's Public Health Service is restricting the use of puberty blockers as a means of helping youngsters live as the opposite sex. Under the new rules, no one under the age of 16 can undertake a so-called medical gender transition. British authorities say there's not enough evidence that helping a teenager live as the opposite sex is actually good for their mental health. These new rules only apply to England's government-run healthcare. This is SRN News. You may have noticed that allergy season is getting an early start this year.
People allergic to pollen can look forward to more days of stuffy noses and watery or itchy eyes this season. Blame it on climate change, which is causing trees and grasses to pollinate longer and more intensely. Dr. Anju Peters of Northwestern Medicine says if you're experiencing those symptoms, you're not alone. She says there are steps you can take to relieve your suffering.
Know when the pollen count is highest. Don't be outside during those times. Keep your windows closed in the car. In your home. Change your clothes when you come inside. You know, wear glasses.
I'm Donna Water.
A federal appeals court this week said a U.S. government requirement that cigarette packs and ads contain graphic warnings about the dangers of smoking is constitutional. It's a defeat for the tobacco industry. More details at srnnews.com.